you're feeling good, say yeah. Monday motivation, sharing some positivity with you. I'll start out this morning. Grant Riviera is a superintendent of a school district in Georgia, and he's in charge of about 9,000 students plus another 1,200 employees across 11 different schools, so that's a lot of people. He recently got a bonus, 10 grand. Hey, I'll take that. But instead of keeping it, he's donating all of it to pay for his students' college applications. The average fee is $43, so it's enough to cover over 230 applications. About 500 seniors in his district are set to graduate this coming spring, and he expects around 200 of them to apply for college. But if all 500 want to apply, he says he'll pay for all those applications too. And any money left over will go towards field trips to in-state college campuses to kind of visit them and check them out. And any money left over from that, he's going to, you know, donate on to other kids that do that. He hopes to inspire more students to focus on their future. He said, quote, "I want them to believe in themselves as much as we believe in them." That's a cool superintendent, not just collecting a paycheck, but actually investing in the students and the kids. And that's motivating for sure. Live the Web, girl. What do you got today?
Okay, so mine is about this 6-year-old, Aiden Quezada, and he's getting help from his mom and his younger sister to make these fried chips, and he sells them kind of like lemonade stand style.
You already got me. I don't care the rest of the story.
I know.
You
to members me. Of the community. And he does this so he can raise money so he can buy school supplies to low-income students.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right. So his mom shared with him this year that, you know, there were some students who couldn't afford school supplies and afford, like, the things that he has for school. And this really upset him. So he found a way to where he can raise this money to help those students of his that can't afford the same thing. So they're his favorite snack, him and his 4-year-old sister, Chloe. And they're these like pinwheel crisps. So she orders the chips online and then she and her children fry them themselves in this organic canola oil, which I love. Yes, organic. And then they add spices to them. And so she said, the mom said that Aiden and Chloe, the 6 and this 4-year-old, do majority of the work. They're the ones with gloves on, putting all the spices on the chips. They're the ones bagging the chips. They're the ones being the salesmen to their community when people walk by to try to sell them for them. So I think that is just so cool. Just a 6-year-old being able to like wrap around that, like there's people that have not as much as he does. It's just so cool.
That is a great story. Live the Web, girl. Thank you. What about you, Pork Chop? Monday motivation.
There was a bartender in Canada. She was just working her normal shift, doing her bartender thing, talking to her patrons. And she was talking about how there's a wedding she wants to go to, her brother's wedding. Except, remember I said she's in Canada? Well, her brother's in Australia.
Ooh, that is not a cheap flight.
Yeah, so some random guy overheard and was just, oh, hey, like, I'm just curious, like, what's a ticket run for from here to Australia? And she's like, oh, I mean, it's $1,500, but it's whatever, it's okay. She's like, I'm going to save up and hopefully go see him the following year. Next thing you know, that guy left a $1,500 tip.
Dang.
What?
Now she's going to go see her brother's wedding in Australia.
Wait, that's amazing. Oh, good for her. What a good guy.
I would have been like, you know what? Put it on my tab. And then I would have never paid my tab.
But, oh, no.
Wow, those are some great stories this morning, guys. We appreciate it. Hey, we'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram so you can check them all out. Just search for Radio Now AM Show and give us a follow on Instagram.